I'm having a hard time reading this book, E. It's all upside down. Oh, you're having the same problem. Hi, James Mingvid. E and I are having a problem because he's looking at himself in the mirror and his head is in the wrong place. His head should be here, but it's on the bottom. And I'm reading this book and I don't understand the words because the words are in the wrong place. They're all upside down. You know what? That's probably one of the phrases that we use in English that confuses many people who are learning the language because the words are all kind of topsy-turvy, you know? Don't make sense. Today's lesson, I'm going to show you five common things that we say, and they are direction related, which they do give us an idea of what direction things are going in, except we often say it without thinking that you won't understand because we use them only in this manner, in a certain way. Let's go to the board and take a look. He's having problems because his picture or his mirror is upside down. My book was upside down. What does that mean exactly? Let's start with the first thing. I've got one inside out. Here's my shirt. I was going to wear it, but you can see it. This is the right way to wear the shirt. When it's inside out, you will notice now it's the wrong way because you can see the label. Have you ever worn your shirt inside out by accident and someone has to go, "Your shirt's inside out." And you're like, oh God, it is. It's terrible. I never thought about it. It means the in part is on the outside. Funny enough, this is usually when people wear their clothes incorrectly, but we have another way of using it. When you say, "I know something inside out," it means I know everything about it because I know every small part from the inner part, the smallest part to the bigger part. So I say, "I know this book inside out. I know everything about this book." So listen for context, because if they say, "Hey son, your underwear is inside out," it doesn't mean you know everything about underwear. It means you should take it off and put it on properly. Okay? But if you know a book inside out, you see this? This is the outside of the book. This is the inside of the book. So in saying, "I know this book inside out," it means I know all the information on the inside right to the outside. Cool, huh? One thing, and you've learned two things. Let's see what else we can learn. So listen for that when English people speak. They go, if they say to you, "I know everything about, you know, this company inside out, I know everything about this company. From the floor, who cleans it, how they make their money, I know everything. But if my shirt is inside out, I need to go home and change." I like that one. Let's look at number two. Round and round your economy, do 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 da 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 da. Yeah, it's an old song. Yep. Anyway, that's the song. Round and round. It means to go in a circle, moving in a circle. If you say, "We've had this conversation for like 20 minutes and we're just going round and round the same things," it means the conversation isn't getting any, nothing new is coming. We're just talking about the same things again and again and again. Like a CD, right? If you, hopefully you know what a CD is because everyone streams now, or a DVD, it goes round and round. So a lot of times in English, people go, "We've been going through this before. We just go round and round the same conversation." It means nothing is new. We just move in a circle, like my poor dogs who are confused and going in different directions. And they're like, "Round and round. No, that's not round. It's the..." Yeah, you got it. Okay, number two. So things when you hear a Canadian or a Canadian English person, English speaker go, "Why are we going around and around the same thing?" They should say "round in a circle." They won't say "circle." Usually they'll just say "round." Another variant or another one of these is "around." They go, "We go around and around." Same thing. Around and round, because they're both talking about circles. Cool? All right. Number three. Tip top. Tip top. Used by British people more, I would say, from England. But people know what it means when you say something's in tip top shape. The tip is right here. Or to make it even easier for if you go, "What is that, James?" Oops. When you look at a pen, that end on the pen, this very thing here is the tip of the pen. So it's the end, the tip. Or, tip of my tongue. Tip, the end. So this is the tip of the arrow. Next is the top. Think the pyramid. No, no, me, 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 me. You know, pyramid. The top of the pyramid. So tip and top, if you notice, is the very end of something. So in this case, we mean the very best, because the best is up here and the best is here. So when someone says to you, this room is in tip-top shape, it is in excellent shape. If I say, I feel in tip-top shape, I am feeling very healthy and very strong. Okay? Tip-top. Moving on to number 4. This is the problem that E had. E said, it's all upside down. He's looking at himself and he notices head is here, but it should be here, tail is here. I'm going to teach you a fancy word for inverted. This could be, I should have taught you another one. It's in the back of my head now. Right side up. That's for another day. This pen is in the correct position. When it's inverted, the pen is this way. Another way of saying this is upside down. Now, right now, the pen is in the correct position and I'm upside down. I'm just, okay, I'm not. I'm standing up. It's just a joke. Take your computer. Now James is inverted. Now James is back again. Okay. So to invert something means to change its position from one position to the opposite position. So a lot of times English people say, oh God, everything's just upside down, which means it's not in the correct order. It's like normally we come to work and we have coffee, then we have a meeting, and then we go to do our jobs, and then we have another meeting. But now we started with a meeting, we did our jobs, then a meeting, and then coffee. It's upside down. It's been changed to its opposite side, or its opposite way. Okay? So if your life is upside down, it means, and this is a kind of a separate meaning, everything is in the wrong order, or everything is out of order. Cool? So listen when people say, my life is upside down. It's not in the right or correct order. Cool? All right. To be inverted. Yes, my stick men have become acrobats. He's flippity, flippity, flop. Flip-flop. Flop is like, bleh, flop. So he didn't quite make it. He flopped. Failed. Flip-flop. If you're from Brazil, hi Brazilians, I love you guys. Peace out. You guys have these shoes. You know, I forgot what you call them. And you put them on your feet. And you call them we call them flip-flops. This is a bit different. To flip-flop here is you make a decision and then you change your mind. You suddenly change your mind, you reverse the decision. Okay, so let's go for dinner. I would like to have McDonald's. Just before we get to McDonald's, I mean, no, I want chicken. Let's go to Popeyes. What? How can you flip-flop? And you go, no, I want pizza. It means to continually change your mind on a decision. Some people flip-flop all the time. It drives you crazy. So just make a decision and stick to it. A lot of governments flip-flop, don't they? Say yes. You know what I mean. Every country, your government says one thing, then they do another. They flip-flop. It's like they cannot make a decision. We at Ingvin can make decisions. We've decided to teach you. Okay, we don't flip-flop. All right? So, anyway, I hope you like these 5. We're going to have a couple more. You know, there's a bonus round. See if you can remember. Are you wearing your shirts inside out? Don't do that. Okay? I'm sure you're in tip-top shape because you're in the hands of myself and our crew. Ready? So, we have, as usual, our bonus, a little quiz, and some homework. But before I get to that, I just say welcome back. And let's look at the first bonus word I want to give you, or phrase, topsy-turvy. Do you remember we talked about upside down means things were inverted? These are similar. Sometimes you'll see people use topsy-turvy and upside down. They're not exactly the same. While upside down means, for instance, or for example, the pen is upside down, okay? And that's a common thing to say. The phone is upside down or the book is upside down. No one would look at this book when it's like this and say it's topsy-turvy. They would say it's upside down. But sometimes topsy-turvy and upside down can be used or interchanged. People use them when there's some confusion. Remember I said my life is upside down? My life isn't actually upside down. I wasn't dead, then I was born. It doesn't change like that. But it's confusing. It's a mess. Topsy-turvy means more to being mixed up or a mess. Everything's messed together. But because of that, sometimes people say topsy-turvy and they mean upside down, but not in this thing. So when a book is upside down or a pen is upside down, you don't say topsy-turvy. But if things are confused or messy or mixed up, you might see people saying it's topsy-turvy or upside down. Or in a roller coaster, it's topsy-turvy. It's like it's all over the place. Wow. Okay. My next one is, well, for some of you smokers out there, you know what zigzag is. Mm-hmm. You make your own cigarettes and probably something else, right? Mm-hmm. You need a good education. You're going to need it. Zigzag, though, when we talk about English, we mean to go suddenly to the left and to the right. So you're zigzag. You don't go in a straight line. You move back and forth. You're zigzagging, like the letter Z. That's why we have a Z and a Z to zigzag. Left turn, right turn. Left turn, right turn. Cool? So right now, I'm zigzagging as I come to the camera. Okay? Going right, then left. Speaking of which, let's go right to the questions. Sorry, it's been a long day. Okay, anyway. Oh, isn't that interesting? When you look at this particular quiz, I'm going to write, well, I have written out what what people have actually say, would actually have to say if they didn't use the phrases. I gave you these phrases like topsy-turvy and zigzag, because really, if you don't use them, you have these long phrases you have to say instead. And we just like saying these short phrases because the meaning is understood by most people, right? And it's quick. The very first one is this one. We made sudden turns to the left and to the right going through the streets of Toronto. I bet you can think of an easier way of saying that. Yeah. We talked about zigzag, right? I'm sorry, zigzag. To zigzag. So we zigzagged through the streets of the Toronto. We went this way, we went that way, we went this way, we went that way. Not a straight line. Cool? Zigzag. Let me clean that up a little bit. To zigzag. Oh, we zigged and we zagged. We zigged and we zagged. You can say we zigged and we zagged, but not we zagged and we zigged. You can't say that. Through the streets of Toronto. What about this one? They went in circles arguing about the same things. They went in circles arguing about the same things. Yeah, it's still bad even when I'm just doing the music sound. They went round and round. Right? They went round and round. I know this is three words and three words, but as you can see for the next one, they get longer and it's just, we only need a few words. I love this one. She didn't realize her shirt had the inside on the outside and the outside was on the inside. I just want to hang myself. I don't think I would ever say that because in English, I know the phrase is... What's the phrase? Yes. Inside out. So much easier, right? Let's just do this. So inside out. Her shirt was inside out. Done. Cool? Let's put a little hyphen there. Okay, so her shirt was inside out. What's the next one? I don't trust them because they constantly change their minds on important decisions. They constantly change their minds on important decisions. What would that be? Remember, if you go to Brazil, you wear these. Flip, flop. Remember we talked about flip-flop? The guy was in the air, jumping, doing a flip, and then he flopped. They flip-flop on their decisions. And now the last one, I feel in excellent shape. And I said they usually say this more in England, but they will say it in Canada and America. I feel in excellent shape. What would that be? Yep. Tip-top shape. A little joke for you. In Canada, we have a store called Tip-Top Suit People, and they are not the very best. No offense, Tip-Top, but you know you're not. but you know, it does mean the very best. So we've gone through, and you've done your quiz. I'm sure you did rather well. I do have homework for you. Ooh, yeah, whatever. Get over it. You need to work. I want you to write at least two sentences with these new phrases. Taught you about seven phrases, so you have a choice between seven. You know, you could say, I use this one. You could be romantic and say, I zigzag through the streets of Rome with my love. That's like a French accent. Okay, well, whatever. You get the point, okay? Anyway, I'd like you to do the other quiz that we have lined up for you. And where are you going to go for that quiz? You have to go to www.ingvid.com. Ing is in English, vid is in video, and I know I said www, but it's just www. Okay? Do the quiz. And before you go away, hit subscribe. If you like this lesson, also pass it on to a friend. I should always say thank you for watching. Don't forget to hit subscribe. There's a button somewhere here. And if you see the little bell, hit that and you'll get the latest video that I have coming out every time to either your laptop, your cell phone, wherever you want to get it. Okay? Cool. Anyway, it's been a pleasure. Thanks a lot. And we'll see you soon. Ciao.